Just as a reminder, I'd like for you to listen to my conversation with Adrian Pay. And that conversation will take place very, very shortly. He's written a book entitled The Minority Experience, and in it, he really focuses on pain, power, and the past to help us understand what this struggle is about, but also how to deal with it, what we can do to make things better. It's going to be a great conversation. And again, if for whatever the reason you're not able to listen to us live on 1550 AM, The Voice, remember you can go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you'll be able to hear it at your convenience. Okay, we're learning to suffer well. Can you imagine the pain of having to give up a relationship with father or mother in order to remain connected to the Lord Jesus? Ladies and gentlemen, it's worth it. If you've got to give someone up, this family member who will be your family member, maybe only temporarily, because if they're not born again, if they don't ever get saved and then go to heaven with you, they're only going to be your family member temporarily. Remember, God has a family. He has a kingdom, citizens in that kingdom. He has a family with children in that family. And if we will stay with him, everyone in God's family will be family forever. And that includes God himself. It's his family. He's the Father. Father, Father, Father. He will be Father forever if we just stay with him. Remember, anyone, Jesus says in verse 37, who loves his father or mother more than me. We got to get that now. A person can love Jesus and still decide to sever ties with him. And if they love their mother more than they love Jesus, if they love their father more than they love Jesus, in all probability, they will choose to sever their connection with Jesus instead of severing their connection with their father and mother. If their father and mother are saying, look, it's going to be us or it's going to be him, you're going to maintain your relationship with us and sever your ties with Jesus, or you're going to maintain your relationship with Jesus and sever your ties with us. Which is it? Which is it going to be? We do not need to make the mistake of deciding to sever ties with Jesus so we can maintain our relation with our father and mother. Or to put it another way, the way Jesus said it earlier, if we've got to disown someone, disown father and mother, but not Jesus. Father and mother can take us to the authorities to have our bodies killed if we decide to sever ties with them. But that's all they can do. And that will only be a temporary problem. The body will be dead. The soul will remain fully alive. In fact, will become more alive than it will ever have been, because it will be glorified and taken to heaven, where it will be in the presence of God Almighty, right then and there. The body will be dead for a while, like I said, until it is raised from the dead, raised back to life, being given a better life than it will ever have experienced before. And it will have that life forever. We will be fully alive forever if we choose to sever ties with our father and mother, our brother and sister, our governor and president, instead of severing ties with the Lord Jesus. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Remember, I told you, we are being conformed to his image. God the Father has already predestined that we will be conformed to the image of his dear son, Jesus. And as I said to you when we were in Romans chapter 8, that has to do with suffering. The Lord Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. We too will learn obedience to the max through what we suffer. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You're willing to give up this temporary phase of life in order to spend eternity with me? You'll have just that, eternal life with me. But if you decide that you're going to go ahead and hang on to this temporary life, you're going to lose eternal life. You'll have your temporary life as long as you have it, but you will lose eternal life. He who receives you receives me. Remember, he's telling them, you go out. You go to the people. You minister to them. Preach the gospel. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Drive demons out of people. And as you go about ministering to them, for the purpose of ministering to them, whoever receives you receives me. And who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so important, as I mentioned before, that we train ourselves and allow the Spirit of God to train us to prepare for that day, for that great tribulation. Soldiers in the army, Navy SEALs, Green Beret, you name it. They don't wait until they're in the war to determine how they're going to respond. They train for battles before it is time for them to fight. They train for battles before things really get heated and it becomes a do or die situation. We need to do the same thing. We need to train. We need to prepare our minds. We need to prepare our souls. We need to prepare our hearts. Because those, you can best believe, those soldiers are not just training their bodies. They're also training their minds. They're training themselves emotionally. They're training themselves spiritually. We need to be doing the same thing. The same thing. I want to encourage you, do that now, so that we can learn to suffer well, be gearing ourselves up to suffer well before the suffering is really turned up hot. All right, up next, Adrian Pay and Me.